Okay, are we there? Yep.
Okay, well, this is the water boat was taken, and at this point, we're probably going to be able to pursue the president.
Paul? I can't, we can't hear, whoever's talking, I can't hear whoever it is.
That would be the mayor. Everybody's going to have to speak up a little bit because we're spread out on the village gym, and so they're more than the 10 foot of, away from the microphone that they the microphones are rated for. So if everybody can speak up a little bit for the benefit of those accessing via Zoom, I'm sure that'd be appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Business with the water project. There's probably, after the results, there's probably a variety of different avenues to pursue, which has not together yet to decide a direction or what direction we'll be going. And probably one of the things we need to find out as a village is how many within the village are interested in pursuing and continuing. We will be meeting shortly. We're right now finishing up the budget discussions, and then once probably that's over, we'll start looking at the water concerns as to what we want to do or where we want to go. Other feedback as a result of the water project?
We have still have District 1.
Okay.
The only thing that got voted down was the
finance.
The EDU, not the finance, it's just the EDU approval to deliver that what was presented the first time. That's the only thing the vote was on. They didn't want to do that. So we got to go back and figure out how you're going to lower that.
I think the two boards, wait a minute. I think the two boards have to get together to decide what they want to do when it comes to a water district in the town of, and village of Parrish. We haven't really sat down and had a discussion, and I think that's needed before we can move forward or even decide how we're going to move forward if we are. Is that what somebody said? Because I can't hear people here very well.
Well, come over here, come to the meeting.
Doug, you know what I think, Doug. Sorry, if Richard can't come unless he's here, then I'm not coming there without him just because I want to have four instead of five. Mayor, what did you say? Because I don't know what you said about the water project. Is that what you stated about the village getting together to discuss it?
Right.
Okay. And you meet next week and we meet next week too. So maybe between the two of us meeting, we can come up with what we want to do and move forward.
I have a question in regard to the water district, and that is in regard to the water committee. That perhaps even though Dank had suggested that the water committee, it was a time for them to start processing, maybe this is a place where the water committee can start doing some footwork so that we don't have to bring all committees together, get some information, and then report out. Just a suggestion.
No, I agreed on that a long time ago, the water committee.
Nobody wanted to talk to the water committee.
Any problem?
Committee was ready to meet, ready to get together.
Everything went to the supervisor, never got past the board.
Stick it in your ear, Bob.
We were all set to do a lot of things, but it wasn't passed on.
Well, it's my
we followed the direction of the professional that we hired to help lead us through this project, if you remember correctly. Maybe you don't, but yeah, I agree that a water committee being put together would help us, because some of those people that were on it before would help us do continue with where it was left off, I guess. Their input would be invaluable.
They said they had to report to the board, not the supervisor. The board was left out a lot of stuff.
Really? Well, let me know what that was, Doug and John.
I think we got to get rid of everybody that's been on this water project and look at a different routine. The cost of the village and the district way too much money.
Remember, we did it yearly and it got shot down.
What did you say?
That's the sad part.
I think we need to utilize the committee more in the next attempt.
Well, I think everything should go through the head first of the committee. I think we gotta get rid of all the high cost people that we got involved in relooking at this project, because that's what got voted down. They came in higher than Mill Rag and there before.
Do you know everything that has to be done, Doug Jordan, that has to be done appropriately and in the time frame that it's supposed to be? Are we gonna follow your lead?
That's been in the last how many years?
Well, Parrish has never had a water district, ever. Well, so don't you think you need some professional help for someone to lead us to make sure we do what's right when we're supposed to do it? Or do you think you know enough, and Doug and Jan and you both know enough that you could do it yourselves and take it on yourselves?
There's a lot of other towns that are getting water and they don't have all these fancy people involved.
After the first one, I agree with you. But the first one that they have set up, they always have to have somebody leading them so they make sure they do the things right. And unless you and John think that you two can do it, I don't see where we'd be any better off not hiring a professional to try to help us out. That's what we did. We decided to do that last February or March. I can't remember.
I hope you remember you when you sent them a big bill.
Everybody agrees.
Goes with the territory.
I said no. Robin, hold on a second. This is a joint board meeting with trustees and board members. As it stands right now, because the supervisor is involved, you are a resident. So if we have a public comment at the end of this meeting, feel free to say something. Right now, your input is not valid.
Madam Mayor, do you agree?
That's the law.
I don't know that that's the law. I will respect what the mayor says.
Yeah. Personally, I don't know the law, but your comments can be addressed at the end, I guess. We'll work better that way. We will give you the time.
Okay.
I don't know the law personally. So I can't address that angle of it, the well and being of the meeting.
I don't know. I agree with whatever you said.
Thank you. But I do think you need to utilize that committee. The committee was organized. It was urgent to get the names and get those people on board. They haven't been used. And I think, too, with any communications we made, we think everything was charged. Whereas the committee's there, any concerns we've got, go to that committee, maybe get addressed and answered. And if not, they can pursue the angle that needs to be answered or the question that needs to be answered. It might be much more economical if we happen to be in a situation where they're going to charge for every email and every phone call and every communication they make with us. And it was difficult that the village wasn't more involved with the goings on of the water committee. I did bring it to their attention that the village board was left out. It was going to be brought to their attention. Nothing happened and went nowhere. So the village was not directly involved other than whatever communications were sent out. That's when we found out anything that was going on. So hopefully in the future, that proceed angle of it and the procedure that's going to be pursued will be different.
Don't feel bad because pretty much the town board is left out too.
Both boards were left out.
Yep, everybody was left out except the supervisor. That's absolutely the truth, right? You guys, you're full, so full of crap, it's not funny. But that's okay. There's three of you, so you're fine. And Mayor, if I left you out of anything, you were more than able to come to any and all of our meetings, be it Zoom or whatever, physically or just on TV, to participate and listen to what was going on. What I got from Dank or whoever, I shared with the board. I sent emails out, but apparently either they didn't get them or I didn't send enough.
All sorry? Communications moved to the number of both boards.
That's the way it was set up.
Right.
It was set up.
That was the format that was to be addressed and utilized through the project. All right. Any other comments? All right. If not, we'll move on. Comprehensive plan. Does anybody know where it's at? Supervisor and I were thinking it's probably left with zoning or planning.
I think we got a meeting at 6 o'clock next Thursday with on that.
Not for the comprehensive plan.
To the best of my knowledge, the
what was the 6 o'clock meeting for?
The planning board is still working on the comprehensive plan, I believe. I believe at the time that a 6 o'clock meeting next Thursday was discussed, it had to do with possible zoning amendments. Yeah. I don't know if that's still on or not, but that's the last I knew of it. Yeah.
Is 6 o'clock meeting still on next Thursday?
I don't know that Mr. Oh my God, was Matt Johnson can make it. I haven't heard that he can. So I don't know that it is until I hear from him. Is that a workshop?
No. Town zoning.
Wait, say it again.
Well, it's unfortunate that what they have done for the comprehensive plan kind of revolved around us getting that water. So I don't know what this will sound after.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is at the present time, but I think we finished our part. Went to planning, but whether it's still there or what they're doing with that.
The village's zoning amendment was adopted, I believe, and is filed.
The
comprehensive plan is still in progress. They're still working on it. With the planning board.
Okay.
Yeah. They met on that last month, and they're planning on meeting on it. They were their March meeting, I believe.
Thank you. Oswego County Management. This is the one we were working with Terry Bennett with. Last I could find in any correspondence was that it was near completion and that we were supposed to receive a copy of the final completed copy, but I don't have anything that's been finalized. John, do you know anything?
No, since C-19, everything came to halt.
Yeah,
I knew she was working on it and had all the input we did together.
And that's what my correspondent said, and she said it would be forwarded to us, but I don't have anything to finish that binder to finish that plan, so I'm not sure. Marianne, do you know where Terry is with that?
No, I can't remember. She did a Zoom meeting with us. God, a couple meetings ago, and she had taken down some more information. But other than that, I haven't heard anything or got anything back. So I'm not sure if she's still working on putting the information in or why. I haven't heard from her.
Okay. We'll have to find out that.
I can try to call her tomorrow if you want me to.
Okay, that would be good. Then we can get some idea where it's at.
Okay.
The New York State Public Employer Health Emergency Plan, we received instructions for two plans for last year, excuse me, during the pandemic. One was New York State Department of Health Safety Plan template was given, and then we had to fill it in as employers, a supervisor, and the mayor. Must develop a risk safety plan outlining how the workplace will prevent the spread of COVID-19. That was kind of the middle of last year. Before the year was over, we received the second plan, New York State Public Employer Mandatory Emergency Planning, on the idea that if a pandemic or something to that effect happened again, that workplace or that work site would be ready in anticipation of the unexpected. Per the governor's website, the plan needs to be submitted to the unions and labor management committees by February 4th, and the plan had to be finalized by April 1st. So those are the two kinds of plans that were very consuming to try to put together. Then the emergency plan has to be presented to the board for approval. So we'll be presenting that to the village board probably in our next meeting. And I said by April 1st, so it would have to be at the March meeting for their approval. In it contains the kinds of things that are supposed to be adhered to for the safety of everybody, employees and workers at individual work sites. Along with that are the instructions of what's expected of the employees to comply to those kinds of safety procedures. And I guess it's more or less the cooperation of the employees to comply. And then it's also in it is what happens if someone were to get ill and what kinds of things are going to be implemented. Where do you get your safety materials, your safety products that you're going to be keeping your internal work environment safe? So those plans are both available. The New York State Safety Plan has been posted. The Mandatory Emergency Plan is the one that needs to be approved by the approved, or what does it say, what the wording is, whether it's approved or at least addressed by the town board, the village board. So approved plan, the plan has been developed and has to be approved. So those two should be coming before April 1st for approval. And not sure how many are familiar with it. I haven't sent copies of the plan I have forwarded to the village board, but it's not something they need to address. They can look at it when I hand it out and review it at that time. So I don't know if there's any questions about it, but again, it's due on the 1st of April. Any comments? All right. Anything other was the sewer inquiry that we received from Sean Clark on Route 69. He wanted the sewer extension taken out to his residence. And in response to his inquiry along Route 69, just outside the village, I asked him to get signatures indicating the number of individuals or residents that it was would involve and who were interested in having this extension brought out to or past their residence. I have not heard anything back from Sean. Deck, you haven't had anything? All right. This, he was told to get a petition. He wrote a letter of inquiry to both boards saying he was interested that there were other residents, but we need something more concrete than just his interest level and the others might be interested. This would be a major project. it would be an expensive project and one that we needed more confirmation of how many people would be involved in this project in terms of residents. How many residents are we looking at? And if we were to go out, it would probably go to at least County Route 11, I would hope. We'd have to speak to the engineer and get some details on it. But then from there, go on down the road and the future extension or at that time, depending on, again, how many people would be interested in that kind of a connection. And apparently it would form a district, sewer district, that would involve those individuals. So we haven't had any more response from Sean, and for right now, probably tabled until we hear some kind of feedback from his inquiry. Unless anyone else knows anything different, I think that's where it stands, and that's, where, no, that's
gotta,
all I've heard.
You're right, he's got to get the neighbors and everybody that wants it on the petition. And that would fall under shared services, which you get.
Thank you.
The thing for shared services credit. You can, and there's intermunicipal agreement between the town and the village and shared services. Those two things together would have to be done. You don't have to annex the land.
No.
And then turn around your file for the agreements. One, you get a shared services grant, and you can get a WIA grant for that. Those are the two grants you got to file for with the grant writer. And that would pay most of it right there.
Does the town board have to give permission for us to do that?
Yeah, that's what you do with the shared services and the
intermunicipal agreement.
Intermunicipal agreement. Yeah. Intermunicipal agreement. That's what that is. Those two things you have to have.
Yeah, and then it just spells out how you work together on it.
It would become a district because the other one. I think maybe it would get, you know, a few more grants in there. If they're senior citizens, they have a grant for senior citizen hookup too.
Is there any reason why the town would go along with that?
What's that?
Is there any reason why the town would not be agreeable to go along with that?
Yes, not. So I mean, it's just hook up to your line, which you need the extra stuff. I hate to say it, but you need it. And that would be a great thing to hook up more. Because the only thing that...
Right now, the light road.
Yeah. Right, end up being a major pump on the end of it to push it, and then you've got grinders for so many houses. That's where your biggest cost is coming in, is the grinders and the major pump. And you might be able to get... I think there's more on sewer grants. Mm-hmm. And just those two.
Might be.
Yeah, that's something we'll need to be looking at and addressing if we get some response from Sean, if he's not interested in the, we don't get any feedback from any of those residents, then we'll just leave it as is and wait to hear. I know you had mentioned maybe going out in the other direction. So.
Yeah, there's two or three other short roads to go out to.
So those are other possibilities as well. All right, let's see. Mayor?
Will that be offered to any other roads outside of the village that are in the town, the opportunity to hook up to the sewer treatment plant? Or sewer, I should say.
Probably by petition and signatures and numbers of how many are involved, it probably is other options. There was an inquiry to go. Let's see, this is going east, so to go west, but again, it's not just for one resident. We'd have to have a collection and make it worth the while to run those lines and do all the effort involved. But I don't see that it would be impossible that we couldn't get that consideration in the future.
Would you require so many signatures, or would it be, I don't know, like so many miles out or something to that effect that if people live in that area, they might be able to...
with the engineer, but I would presume that it would be to our advantage if we did something like that. Again, it's not just for one or two residents, it's got to be a district that's worth the cost that's involved.
And if you can go okay. So far beyond, you know, but that's right, it depends how many residents on a certain stretch.
Mm-hmm.
and then push it. Because right now, the whole village is strong. You don't have enough in those lines to push all the time. That was the big problem, trying to get more like apartment complex of the agricultural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. So that would be a possibility down the road, I'm sure. Also, another reminder was the brick work that's supposed to possibly be addressed this summer at County Route 38 within the village. Whether it was this summer or next summer, depends probably on what's happening with COVID, but it was presented last summer, last fall, and we're anticipating that to be taken care of and reconstruction done on that bridge. All right, anything else for old business?
Is this working with the camera?
Okay.
Thank you. So the comment thing that I wanted to address was in regards to the hiring gang. That was not the sole decision of one human. And Doug, you're correct. If I remember correctly, you were one of the dissenting voices. But that was a board decision. That was not Mary Ann's alone. That's number one. Number two, Carrie, in the future, if you're going to cite town law to me and to bully me in public, please do so with a piece of paper documenting the town law. Thank you.
Okay, well, in your response, the town law is deputy supervisor's job and duties. And when the deputy supervisor...
Please, just bring documentation. That's all I ask.
And when you become effective in that position, and it's only when she's not here or she's not doing anything. Other than that, it's not fair. Nothing against you.
Yeah.
But we have a whole town of people that are probably dying to ask questions. So if we let one resident ask a question, then we need to stop the meeting and have an open public comment. So that's all I'm saying.
Clearly you don't have that issue.
No, but we doesn't mean they don't have the question. So I'm just trying to be fair to everybody in the town, that's all.
All right, thank you. And it helps us learn a little bit about the laws. I'm sure there's lots of laws that we need to be familiar with, but we sit and read the law book forever, but we'll move on with those concerns and leave those concerns aside right now. Going on with new business building improvements. Been waiting a long time to get the basement addressed. It's finally underway. Supervisor's office did get the ceiling dropped, and that has helped a little bit with the heating and should make it much more comfortable in there. And it appears the appearance of the office is much better and improved. The basement flooring is being taken out, new one will be in, and in doing that project, we've also extended the records room. So there'll be a larger records room that we're in a storage area. We're running out of storage space. So there'll be an added on space for storing our records, which will be very good. And I don't know how much longer it will take. I'm sure it's going to take a couple more weeks at least, but it's a big project. I'm wondering. Oh, okay. More on the floor next week. I know that there's water shoes, and in doing the work, they're finding water coming out everywhere. So they're trying to channel it in the right direction so it doesn't come through the floor. We've had that problem in the past.
There's a spring in there.
Yeah. Apparently there's more than one, is there?
Well, it's, yeah, because it's down just right where the water comes up.
Yeah.
They had a plug in there, wooden plug in there for years. Then move the wooden plug and then start flooding. So they put it back all over it.
Yeah. The water can be, do some damage and then it affects the records room. So that's what we're working on right now.
Good.
All right. The village sewer line extension.
Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted, because I think the three counselors that are there, they've all been up in my room, and I did want to say thank you. The lowering of the ceiling has improved the heat up there, So we're not freezing much. The only thing I have to address is when you're not there, that somebody be allowed to go in your room to turn up the heat when we're there, because it's still cold because the heat doesn't kick on unless it's at a certain level. But yeah, the lowering of the ceiling did improve the heat, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Too. Parties.
What I was asking was, is it possible for the extension to be offered on other roads besides the one that Sean is looking at? Like my road, I'll use mine as an example, County Route 38, where it ends, I think the sewer line ends, I think, at Red Mill Road. Is it possible that if enough community members in the town wanted to hook up to the sewer, would it be allowed, would it be extended there as well? And if so, how many signatures would we have to have? I don't want to ask if it's not going to, you know, be possible. I don't want to build up people's hopes and then find out it's not going to happen. Could it happen?
Yes. We'll check with the engineer. I don't see that it would be a problem if there is interest enough in any different direction.
Okay.
But I'll check with the engineer just to be sure, and like I said, I don't have the knowledge to give you a direct answer, but I can make the inquiry and find out for sure, and I don't see that it should be a problem with enough interest. Okay, thank you. Yep. Did I get your comment on that? You were saying, yeah, I think. All right, lease agreements, we've got the 2021 lease agreement, and that will leave with the clerk for to be signed. Well, this is for the 2021 upcoming year. And I did get that from the attorney, so we'll leave that available in the clerk's office. COVID-19 notifications. Here again is the reference to the plan that was addressed in the old business that came in and to be answered. How the workplace would prevent the spread of the COVID-19. As a preventative measure, what can be done, what kinds of things have to be kept on hand, where are the supplies, who's got the supplies, who's ordering the supplies, all those nitty-gritty kinds of things that have to be addressed in an emergency situation. Let's see, community cleanup.
Well, as I've mentioned earlier, the 2021 local government conference, which would normally be at the end of March, was first postponed and now has been canceled. And the reason for that is we really only have one facility we can hold that at for a group of that size, which is 600 plus at this point, and that would be Jefferson Community College. And Jefferson Community College still has not yet been able to confirm the availability of their facility for the conference. At first we thought that we might be able to hold the conference in the fall, which we hadn't done before, but we were willing to give it a try to see if we could make it work out. But the other thing about the local government conference is normally we start organizing for the local government conference a full year in advance. The day after the local government conference, we're planning for the conference for the year following. And at this point, without having a facility available, and maybe it will become available as we got closer to the date, but we need speakers lined up well in advance of that date. So right now they've decided to cancel the 2021 local government conference, but we are trying to bring an extensive package of webinars to you as a partial replacement for that. Now, if you get the, and everybody should be getting the tug at times, and we also send some occasional news blasts in between those. Those are every other week. And sometimes we send out a news blast in between. And one of the most recent ones was last Friday, and it announced that every single week in March, we're going to be doing a webinar. We're doing one on, and I'll be reporting to that next week. But there's one on highway issues, and there's one on letters from a Tug Hill logger, which is a historical. And that, from a personal and personally selfish interest, purely selfish interest, I'm really looking forward to the one at the end of the month, which is going to be Dave Eichhorn, who you remember from Channel 9. And he's going to be doing a webinar on weather and climate and Tug Hill and climate change and new things we're learning. And so I'm really looking forward to Dave's webinar at the end of the month. Now, all of those are available on Tug Hill website if you go to special events, and you can sign up for them to be able to attend them. They'll send you the registration or the code for how to get onto the session. But just about all the sessions that we do that are live like that, these days we're also putting them on the Tug Hill YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube on the internet and you look for the Tug Hill channel, you'll find a lot of those recordings available there after the fact. Because, you know, there's one next Wednesday, I think it's at 7 o'clock on highway. Mayor, do you know where I'll be next week at 7 o'clock? I think I'm going to be right here, hopefully in the warmer small meeting room there. But I will be here at your meeting, so I won't be able to watch that. But I do that after the fact when they make it available on the YouTube channel. So. We are working on an active program on that. If there's any ideas or subjects you'd like to see covered, I'm always welcome to suggestions because, of course, in terms of a training program, and this is for planning boards as well, planning boards and ZBAs, we're typically working a quarter in advance. So we're working on, right now we're in we're coming up on the second quarter. First quarter is January, February, March. We're already been working on April, May, June for the second quarter as to what we're going to be doing then, because it takes time to line these things up. So that's what the status is. There is no conference at this point. We're hoping to be organized, hoping things will open up by next March to have this facility available to us and to know far and enough, because again, the conference is normally at the end of March. Hopefully we'll know far in advance of that so we can actually make plans and people will be able to attend and travel. Plans will be loosened up and we'll be able to pull off a conference next year. But we're doing the best we can in between.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and we'll watch the webinars. Sounds good. The webinars sound rather interesting. All right, can you clean up again the community yard sale? Clean up kind of depending on what's happening with the COVID numbers and who wants to take what on. The cleanup last year, I guess, was in August. It was a yard sale, but normally we have it first Saturday of June. And this year, the village board will be organizing that. And Neil was had a remap. Looking forward to participating in that. So, yeah. As of right now, I feel it's saying it's the first Saturday of June, if that works.
Right. And I think it'll be okay because the way you're talking, the shafts are going out this time.
It sounds like the numbers will be going down.
It'll spread out anyhow. So.
It should hopefully be a crisis situation as we had last year, and everything will be working more smoothly. Community yard sale usually follows the Saturday prior to the cleanup, so that whatever's out in the yard sale can then go into the community cleanup the following Saturday. Last year was August, but again, the Friday, Saturday following the community cleanup, yard sale. Followed by the cleanup. All right, I don't know if that March 29th, that
Memorial Day is the 31st. That's the last Monday of the month.
31st, so Saturday, May 29th. And whether they're doing yard sales, I'm not sure. I haven't been in touch with Amy. Amy O'Hare did it last year, organized it, and I don't know who's thinking of doing that or even if they're thinking of reorganizing, but if it's on that Tuesday, the Saturday, it would be. And if anybody has information regarding that, you can pass it on to the village office or town and try to get some concrete information out to the public.
And you'll send a letter out. Evan, you got the letter? You just changed the name and name on it, whoever's chairman. And that gets sent out to the county legislature to weigh in for the tipping fees. American Senate. I was going to say, because we probably should do that at your meeting, the village meeting next week.
Next week, yeah.
Because you're talking only April to May, it'll be quick.
Yeah, time to be short. And we'll get into March and run off. Under other, anything else? I have a
couple things, Mayor.
Yes?
Couple things, before you leave the yard sale, Neil Chatterton was the one that gave me the information last year for who I had to call and write a letter to, as John's referring to it. So if he doesn't have it, I think I might have it to give it to you, since the village is going to be in charge of it this year. The lease thing, I'm sorry, say it again.
I said John just asked me and I told him I had it. I will be sending it out.
Okay, I didn't hear, I can't hear you very well, so I didn't know that was what you said. I was just giving you the info in case you didn't have it. Neil gave it to me last year, so as long as you got it, you're all set. Couple things, the lease agreement you're talking about, we're gonna be discussing it, I guess, to see if we're gonna agree to it this year. Is that what you're talking about?
What? We just finished discussing the cleanup yard sale?
Yeah, no, I said the lease agreement. You touched on it, but I didn't get to say anything. You went right into COVID and then Tug Hill. Are we looking to agree to something in the near future?
She's looking for a signature on it because nothing changed from the year before.
Right, the lease agreement will be in the office with the clerk to be signed.
So
for 2021.
Okay, so the boards have to agree to it.
Our board has agreed, and the town board can look at that and make agreement.
Yeah, and we sign it. Yeah.
Yes, well, I'm looking.
All right, there's nothing.
I want to make sure that the supervisor being locked out of a certain room in that building is addressed. So I wanted to bring that up so it's taken into consideration before it's done. Second one is I'm asking if the deputy supervisor can be given a key to the building prior to Jack Rosinski and prior to Robin. I believe John had a key to the building, but for some reason Robin cannot get a key to the building. Can one be made up so that she has a key to the building?
We haven't gotten back from your other deputy.
I was going to say that was a holdup. Bernie never turned it in, didn't he?
You still have a key outstanding from a previous deputy.
Well, the last time I tried to write people letters because they did not give their keys back, I got chewed on because that's not my responsibility. So I've asked Bernie when I see him at the American Legion, he says he doesn't have it, and he may have it, he doesn't realize it. But regardless of that, can another key be made for the deputy supervisor is my question. I can't hear anybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Really, when we come by from work, we can stop and eat our lunch, or no one's here to get our mail, and because we don't get out. I mean, I suggest that too.
Well, I don't know. We have sufficient keys out on the
range,
and we have keys that haven't been returned. We felt that these keys should be returned first and then we can address what needs to go out. There hasn't been the board telling me previously that it's been a problem. And yeah. I guess for that reason that we haven't needed to have a key.
Yeah, the door's really been unlocked before either. Right. You gotta get a picket in consideration as well.
Okay, that's true too.
Oh, like he said, okay, they stop by and you know we're here or it's after work or you just want to check your mailbox. You know, they're locked out.
Or we go to work. We go to work before the building's open. I mean,
no, I understand where you guys are coming from.
Well, it's the same thing I need for everybody else. I mean, if Jeffy or somebody or Glenn Moore person or whatever are going to be here during working hours and what they need to keep, if they're coming in after hours, then okay, you need a key, but then the board members need one too, because that doesn't mean I can stop in here before 4 o'clock. And I work till 4 o'clock in the city. If I want to get my mail, and I'm coming by here at 5:30, 6 o'clock, I need to be able to get in there.
And before the mailbox and when they're out in the hallway, but now they are, to make it more convenient.
Yeah. You assign those people in the middle of your turn. You know?
They're supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they should be.
Did we get your clerk to send a letter to Bernie?
I called these people, sent letters, and
I'm sure Jack turned his in. The last one was Bernie.
Jack did. He gave it to me, and then that one went to Bernie. But Bernie, for some reason, turned in the wrong key, and he says he doesn't have it. I've asked him, and I know Evelyn has sent him letters. I don't know what happened to it, so. I'm just looking. Say it again.
Maybe you should put a phone call into him and have him meet you here with his keys and check them.
Oh, he could probably do that. Yeah, I can ask him to do that. But in the meantime, is it possible to get a key for the deputy supervisor? And the counselors, actually, I agree with you. You know, you guys can't always be here by 5 o'clock or whatever. So the building's not unlocked if you want to get in and get your mail. If you had a key to the building, you could. Don't disagree with you.
We'll give it consideration and I'll discuss it with the board on West United, our board meeting, and let the board member, councilman know, and the supervisor know.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the consideration.
All right. I had a note, like I said, I had a notice for the Regis Clinic that would be posted in the upcoming months of what, March through October, and the stipulations on attending the clinic. I believe it's by appointment only. Wednesday evening, 6 to 8, clinics are by appointment only. So there are new regulations in attending that. If anybody has need to review points of what needs to be addressed, this is something to be posted on the bulletin board. Anything else that you'd like to be addressed before you?
I just need
to close up shop. Calendar.
I just
joint meeting on Thursday. The town will be in charge of that meeting. And then we'll be waiting to hear any kind of CARP activities that will be maybe coming in from the summer if they're going to be doing anything. And if not, we don't hear anything, then there's nothing will be on.
Can I ask my board if they would talk about doing the interviews for the assessor in the very near future? I haven't heard anything back and want to know when we're going to do that.
Marianne, I sent a group text a while back ago and say do it between 6 o'clock tonight before our meeting, and you refused to do that. So we tried.
I don't remember getting that one, but okay. Can we set up a meeting when we're going to do the interviews for the assessors? I'm sorry, you were talking same time I was. Can we set up a meeting to interview the people for the, or don't you want to have an assessor? You don't want to have an assessor, hey, that's your choice. But we need to do these interviews for these three people.
This meeting at 6 o'clock, but you don't want to work with us.
I don't have a problem meeting with you at 6 o'clock.
You refused it. It's in writing.
It's in writing that I refuse to have a meeting with you at 6 o'clock?
To interview assessors before the joint board meeting, you said no.
I did? Well, I must have been drinking or something that night. I don't even remember that, but okay. If I did that, I apologize. Is there a time that we can set up from now to have these interviews for these three people? That's my question.
Do it at 5:30 before our town board meeting.
Okay, I'll call them and see if they can. If they want to do a Zoom, are you okay with that? If they can't physically make it,
we're gonna be here. So
5:30.
Whatever. Call.
Did you say 5?
I'll just set it up.
Did you say 5 or 5:30? Sorry.
Well, it depends what Doug or Matt Johnson's gonna do.
I said
5:30.
5:30, yeah, okay.
I can confirm that tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. I don't think it's
gonna... All right, I'll call and see if they can do it at 5:30 on the 18th. Thank you.
When? The 18th?
The 18th. That's our next board meeting. Yep. Thank you.
I have not ever that I know.
Anything else for the agenda?
When's the village? When's the village election?
I'm sorry.
When's the village election?
Tuesday.
16. Who's running?
Who's running?
I'm waiting. I know who's running.
Neil and Dave. And myself.
She's
you know the people that residents that should be up to vote. Tuesday is the voting day.
Anybody got any competition? No.
Yeah.
There you go. You're in.
There's always write-ins, Doug. There's always write-ins.
Right. Yeah. And they will be at the Nazarene Church because of the building being closed. So. You can get out, get in, and get back in the car with short order. And pull up right to the door without a problem.
What time is that?
9.
That's where you stand at. Right. One of my sweats is dropping. Dropping the box.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Never have to get out of the car.
Was it, the village know anything so about the subject but about the human? Yeah, social media there up there is a major town here that was writing about some guy in a black hoodie with a pickup truck and out my doors and trying to get in the houses over here. And they wrote it in the Cannonball Yard by the church there, or by the jail.
Church Street?
And yeah, and she was telling people in the town to be on the lookout for the guy with a black hoodie. Pickup truck. It was case houses and stuff. I didn't know if anybody in the town had heard about that or was aware of that.
You're talking to the young boy, Wilson.
What's that?
No.
We found them today? Yeah. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Thank God.
I just saw
that. Lance. What was the last name?
There was someone? Okay.
Yes.
He was missing.
Okay.
Ran away.
Oh. Okay.
Answer your question. I just have
to read it. Oh, I think it was bad.
They lost a lot.
Anything else? Any comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn? Anything else? If not, it's good to see you all. Good board meeting. And did you second down?
Yeah, he second. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
outside, I get worried when I hear about good people particularly. You know, they usually the travel ride and banners from a place like that.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, did you guys have a good birthday party? Well, when you were having a birthday?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot your mention.
Oh, how have you been?
Good. How are you tonight?
I haven't seen you in a very long time. I'm-